Desa Semubedak, Dependent Origination, Talk Number 9. Today we are going to have an overview on the 6 links we have talked about. These are Avijja, Vijja, Sankhara, because of ignorance as condition, karma formation arises. Sankhara, Vijja, Vijnanam, because of karma formation, relinking consciousness arises. Vijnana vijaya nama rupam, because of relinking consciousness, condition, mind and matter arises. Nama rupa vijaya salayatanam, because of mind and matter as condition, 6 senses arises. Salayatana vijaya paso, because of the 6 senses or 6 sense basis, mental contact arises. Passa vijaya vedana, because of mental contact as condition, feeling arises. These are the 6 links we have discussed, which constitutes of 7 factors. 6 links, 7 factors. We are not going to discuss about the links and their connections. Today we are going to view all these 6 links and 7 factors as presented in the Dependent Origination Discourse. But what nature and what qualities are involved or expressed in these links, which are not directly mentioned in the discourse. Instead of telling the whole series as a thread, we are going to discuss by point basis. Of course, we know there are altogether 12 links, but today we will review on the 6 links only. First of all, you can see there are 2 time periods or 2 time zones in this 6 links. The first one, Avijja, Vijja, Sankhara. There are 2 factors. One is Avijja, ignorance, and another factor is Sankhara, mental formations. These 2 factors represented past life. Just in this discourse, dependent origination, ignorance and mental formation or karma formation in this discourse represent past life, previous life. That is one time zone or one time period. And then there are other five factors, which are: one, relinking consciousness, and then mind and matter, and then sixth sense basis, and then mental contact, and then feeling. Those five mental factors represent or presented in this present life. So just in this six links, seven factors alone, you can see one in the previous life and one in this life, two time zones. So that is one angle to look at it. Now let's try and look at it another angle into these seven factors, six links. We'll call this angle two sides of life. Two sides of life. So let's look at this ignorance and karma formation. Ignorance and karma formation. These karma formations are actually actions. Actions. So ignorance and karma formation represent the active side of past life. Karma formations mean doing actions, but it's conditioned by ignorance. With ignorance, actions are performed. This represent active side of past life. Karma formation, in other words, it's the volitional activities. Volitional activities conditioned by ignorance is always forming karma. So that is the active side, which is in the past life. So let's look at the other five mental factors: relinking consciousness, mind and matter, sixth sense basis, mental contact, and feeling. These five represent the passive side of this present life. Passive side of this present life. And here we use the word passive. What does it mean by passive? Passive means these factors cannot produce, cannot form karma. When you say active, those factors can produce or form karma. When you say passive, these factors cannot produce or form karma. So, active, passive. Buddha taught us or showed us the details and complete operating process of life in our present life. if you look at the dependent origination, in this present life, or in this present time zone, Buddha explained in detail both the passive and the active. However, in the past life, which we have already discussed, only the ignorance and mental formation, the active side, is presented. The reason is, it is that it's all requires to show the link between the past life and the present life. Due to the activities or actions or active side of past life, there's a passive factors in this present life arises, the connection. That's all that it needs. So Buddha only showed the active sides of past life. However, even though the active sight is only shown and passive life is not shown, passive sight is not shown in the past life, we have to remember, we have to know, there is also the passive sides of life in the past life. It is not fully expressed, but you must know it is there. Because without the passive side or passive factors, active side or active factors cannot arise. Keep that in mind. Buddha explained us in detail in this present life, both active and passive. But in the past, he only mentioned in the discourse only the active. But we must know there's also passive in the past life, because without the passive side, active side cannot arise. So that is one part we need to know. Passive and active. Passive side of life, active side of life. Now let's go to another angle, another point. We have discussed about thought process or cognitive process, VT, in one of our talk. So let's see how this thought process and the active and passive sides of life are connected. Let's have a little summary or review on the VT thought process. So in the thought process, it always start with life continuum. In Pali, it is Bhavanga. Life continuum consciousness or Bhavanga. And that consciousness fall under the category of resultant consciousness. Vipaka Chaita, resultant consciousness. There are altogether 26 types of resultant consciousness. And one of the resultant consciousness is this Bhavanga, life continuum consciousness. So, as it is a resultant consciousness, the result of some causes, it cannot produce karma. This life continuing consciousness, Bhavanga, cannot produce cannot make any karma. So you can say that it's in a passive form. Passive mean cannot produce karma. Cannot produce karma means it is in the passive mode. And this Bhuenga is presented to our existent life as a subconsciousness. Okay? It presented at a subconscious level. It is not in a aware or detectable state. Subconscious, undetectable state. That's one thing about Bhuenga. It's always is there, but at a subconscious level. And then this subconscious level, Bhuenga, whenever a sense object strikes it. In our life, there are always sense objects, 5 physical senses, sense object, and 1 mental. Whenever one or the other is striking it, and when it strikes, this life continuum shakes for 3 mind moments, and it was terminated. It shook the Bhuenga, and this Bhuenga vibrate 3 times, or shake 3 times, and it ceased. That is the mental law. So whenever a sense object strikes, it ceased after 3 vibrations, and then the next group of resultant consciousness arises. So one type of resultant consciousness, Bhuenga, shook for 3 times, ceased, and then right after that, automatically, another group of resultant consciousness arises. So this next group of resultant consciousness, what are they? Again, it goes back to witti thought process. That's why I mentioned one must be really knowledgeable about whatever we had talked before to follow up on the next one to discuss in the next talk. So the next group in this thought process is after the 3 shakes of life continuum. It's called adverting consciousness. And the next one is sense consciousness. And then the next one is receiving consciousness. And the next one is investigating consciousness. I give an example with a delivery person delivering a package. Attention, go there, aware of it, and you received it, and you investigate it. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 different consciousness. That is the another group of resultant consciousness. They arise one after the other. And as they are resultant consciousness, they cannot produce karma also. They are simply the product, the fruits of the past actions. They cannot produce karma. So, not producing karma means they are in a passive mode. Okay. These 4, adverting, sensed, receiving, investigating. They are resultant consciousness and they are in a passive mode. But this group of resultant consciousness is presented to us in a conscious level. But when God, life continuum, is presented to us as a subconscious level, and this is presented to us in a conscious level. But their job is very, their status is very simple. They are there simply to do the job. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. One consciousness. Turn attention towards the object that strike. And the next one, it's aware. Where is it coming from? Is it from the eye door, or ear door, or nose door, and so on? Sense consciousness. Pincha. Vijnana. Five sense door consciousness. It is just there. And the next time is, once that is being cognized through a certain category, it passes on the data. That's another. Passing on the data is receiving consciousness. And when the data is passed on, the next one, investigate the data. And those consciousness, or my teacher translated as mind units, they simply do their job. Nothing more, nothing less. That's why I think Siara Usilananda said mind units. But they are consciousness. They only do that job, and they passed away. So they simply do their job, their function, and they passed away. And these arises and pass away in a pre-programmed mode. In other words, automatic pre-programmed mode, auto mode. If an object strike the bhujanga, three shakes. After that, adverting, sensed, receiving, investigating. Automatic, it's programmed. Nothing can stop. Once it has happened, it doesn't stop. Automatically, it just arises and passes away one after the other, doing their own job, doing their function. So that is how it works. Why? It is the mental law. And it is programmed from the past. When it comes in, these are the resultant. Resultants are produced in this particular precise functions. So, if we look at it, there are five kinds of consciousness we have discussed already. One is bhujanga, two, adverting, three, sensed, four, receiving, five, investigating. But in a bhujanga, there are three shakes. In other words, three bhujanga comes and goes. So if you are going to look in terms of mind movement, there are seven mind movements. Five type of consciousness, there are seven mind movements. And these five consciousness and seven mind movements corresponds and operate according to the passive side of life. Because they are all passive. I have explained one after the other how they are. They are passive. They cannot produce karma. One group at the subconscious level, one group at a conscious level. They are always operating because they are the product, resultant. they operated according to the passive side of life, because they are all passive in nature. And what is the passive side of life? Passive lives of life are five of them, if you remember. Vijnana, consciousness, nama rupa, mind and matter, salayatana, six sense base, pasa, mental contact, and vedana, feeling. So in here, it is showing as the category and quality on this side, five of them. But in terms of consciousness level, from Abhidhamma, it shows five types of consciousness and seven mind movements. So it is the same, but it presented, expressed and explained in a different way. So one should know these five categories and five qualities of five passive sides of lives are the same. They are the operating product of the same of the five consciousness and seven time movements. As such, one should understand. So now we have finished up to the point of investigating consciousness. What's come after the investigating consciousness in the thought process? That's called determining consciousness, Voktor or Vuttapanna. So determining consciousness, and after the determining consciousness, there's a swift consciousness, or Pali Jhavana. Other way of translating is called impulsion. Seven swift consciousness arises and pass away. Determining consciousness, and then seven swift consciousness arises and pass away in the thought process. And these eight, they are not resultant. Okay, resultant ended at the end of investigating consciousness. These eight, one determining and seven swift consciousness, they are not resultant. As they are not resultant, there's a free will starting to play. Free will starting to play. In the resultant, there's no free will. It's pre-programmed. Determining consciousness decide whatever the data that is being investigated is moral or not moral, good or bad, and how to engage with that object. That's what the determining consciousness does. So in other words, it's actually deciding what to do. Okay? So depending on the intelligence, let's use a person, intelligence of a person, intelligence level of a person, or quality of the wise attention of the person, or lack of not having much intelligence, or not having much wise attention, or not having at all, that will, depending on it, it will arrive to a decision. It will arrive to a decision. Data is data, investigation is investigation, and then depending on your wise attention, quality level, intelligence level, you will consider this is moral or not moral. good or bad. So, based on that intelligence level, those decision making will be different, varies. So, regardless, a decision will be arrived at that determining consciousness level. Even though this is not a resultant consciousness, and it's already trying to make a decision, it still doesn't have or make or produce karma, because this determining consciousness is called functional consciousness, kriya citta. So this one is life, free will, but do not produce karma because it falls under the functional. It's simply a consciousness that is alive, free will, but simply do its function. So there is no karma in this kriya citta or functional consciousness, or specifically determining consciousness. So after the determining consciousness, seven swift consciousness, jhavana, they arises and pass away. That's where karma is formed. Those seven swift consciousness. That's why karma is formed. In other words, karma formation. What is karma formation? Sankhara. So you have to be quite skillful at the words and the names, how it's being named. Karma formation, sankhara. Sankhara took place. As sankhara or karma formation took place, it belongs to the active side of life. Active side. Jhavana, these seven swift moments, belongs to the active side of life because they make karma. So active and passive side of life exists in every thought process, because we are talking about a thought process, witti, cognitive process. So in that one little process, there's the active side of life and there's the passive side of life. Talking in terms of thought process. But if Buddha explained to us just that little thought process, active and passive, it is very tough for us to comprehend. So Buddha taught us in Dependent Origination Discourses in a big picture. Big picture is active side of life in the past life and passive side of life in this life. This only under that six links. We haven't gone through 12 yet. So in a big picture, past life activities produce present life resultants, cause and effect. When it shows like a last life and this life, we can see it quite clearly. So dependent origination show us in a big picture, past life, present life. So of course, we are still talking about witti, thought process, and the relation with active and passive side of life. We have finished up to 15 thought moments. The last two is registering consciousness. There are 17 thought moments in a thought process. The last two is registering consciousness. Again, they are resultant consciousness. They simply do their job. They registered whatever they have experienced. The swift consciousness do something, experience something, produce karma, and they register it. So again, it's on the passive side of life. Now we have completed the thought process. So through the thought process and the active and passive side of lives, we can see the connection and we can understand it in terms of consciousness and in terms of actions or in terms of functions. In terms of consciousness, we can't. Only Buddha alone can see one consciousness after other. But we can, for lack of a better word, the way it manifests, the manifestation product, we can see, we can look, we can experience, we can be mindful. So that's one angle of looking at this dependent origination. Let's look from another angle. This one, we'll call it endless rounds. Endless rounds. You remember the Pali word for rounds? Vatta. Vatta. V-A-T-T-A. Okay, sankhara. Let's go back to sankhara, mental formation. What is sankhara, mental formation? It is the unmindful volitional activities. Unmindful volitional activities create both wholesome and unwholesome karma unceasingly and never stop. Sankhara is volitional activities, but I'll even make it a little more precise. Unmindful volitional activities. They are always producing wholesome karma and unwholesome karma, continuously, unceasingly. Therefore, this is called rounds of karma or karma vatta. The sankhara is the rounds of karma in Pali, karma vatta. That's one round. It just keep on going, keep on going, as explained. And as long as there is this karma formation, sankhara, it will be always producing its result, because this sankhara is the cause, and there must be effect. Effect is its result, resultant result. What are they? We all know there are five, but I'll repeat again. Vijnana, consciousness. Mind and matter, six sense bases, mental contact, and feeling. Those five will be keep on producing, keep on arising because of the volitional, unmindful volitional activities. So those five are called resultant, or you can call it resultant phenomenon. In Pali, vipaka. Good. So as there is the unending rounds of sankhara activities, there will always be the unending arising of the resultants of these five. It'll keep on going, keep on going, unending. So that's why these fives are called rounds of resultant. Rounds of resultant. Vipaka, vatta. Vipaka, vatta. These fives are the rounds of resultant. Sankhara is the rounds of karma, two rounds now. They are going round and round, round and round endlessly. Each one is operating endlessly. And they are connected through cause and effect. Again, let's see another, keep on going. These resultant phenomena, okay, let's condense it, mind and matter. Resultant phenomenon is mind and matter. This mind and matter is what? It is a fertile ground, for the mental defilements to arise. Mind and matter is a fertile ground for mental defilement, kilesa, lobha, dosa, moha to arise. Without mind and matter, they cannot arise. Only there's a mind and matter, these will arise. Fertile ground for kilesa, mind, mental defilements to arise. So, ignorance, okay, avijja, ignorance together with this kilesa, mental defilements, let's call this, they are twin brothers. Ignorance and kilesa are twin brothers. Kilesa, due to ignorance, okay, ignorance, not knowing what the mind and matter is, as they really are. They are become the conditioning factor. They become the conditioning factor. For what? To do volitional activities. Ignorance and kilesa become the conditioning factors to do unmindful volitional activities. So that's why this ignorance and kilesa are called kilesa wuta, rounds of mental defilements. This rounds of mental defilement is going round and round and round because they are conditioned by the resultant mind and matter. Mind and matter condition the kilesa, kilesa condition sankhara activities. These activities condition or produce mind and matter. Round and round, round and round, round and round it goes. It never stops. That's why they are called wuta rounds. They are kilesa wuta, rounds of mental defilements, karma wuta, rounds of unmindful volitional activities, and vipaka wuta, rounds of resultant. These three rounds, and they feed one to the other, they feed one to the other. One become the cause, another become the effect. One become the cause, another become the effect. One become the cause, another become the effect. As such, it goes on unendingly. The rounds of birth and death, birth and death, birth and death, samsara. Samsara doesn't stop. That's how it goes. And this dependent origination is the discourse showing us how this, the endless cycle of birth and death going round and round and round and round without stopping, how the samsara cycle of birth and death unendingly keep on going. So that is on a big picture basis. But at the same time, these three rounds, okay, kilesa, mental defilement, resultant, mental defilements, activities, and resultant. Mental defilement, activities, and resultant. You can see them in a thought process. Every thought process, one little tiny thought process, 17 thought moments, contain these three realms. Don't think it's only in your big life, big picture, this life, last life, next life. That's an easier way to see. But in a single thought process, these three realms are operating with super speed. Keep that in mind. That's why we talk about witti and collective, infinite number of thought processes are the driving force. But we can view easier with the big picture of this life and next life and last life. So that's one way, one angle of looking at the dependent origination. Which are not directly explained in the discourse. The Buddhist teachings are numerous, but they are all related and connected. If you practice, if you experience, and if you understand a certain level of the theory, you can put things together and you'll find them, it fits perfectly. So with that, I will conclude the review of the first six links. Two time zones are involved. Active and passive sides of lives are involved. And these active and passive life, big pictures, how it fit into the one single thought process is explained. And then how the round, the three rounds, a summarized, a short form of Bodhisattvasamutpada dependent origination, and also shows you these rounds can be seen as a big picture and also in a single thought process. Hopefully this will give you a deeper understanding into the discourse of dependent origination, and may you be able to put into practice and understand deeper as soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you very much.